It has tried to take us all out of here, but we showed up anyhow. They tried to talk about us, but we're still shining. Some of our enemies wanted us dead, but we're still living. Now we may not have received all of what we wanted, but we definitely received all we needed. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you would stand with me in Genesis chapter 37, I won't be long. We didn't cut the heat on. Amen. Kim say it's cold in here. Amen. I think this might be my preaching crowd. I'm going to find out. I ain't preaching a long time. Genesis chapter 37, there is a word from God. You can grab that. Ain't nobody on that. There is a word. Go ahead, grab that. I can hear it. There's a word. Genesis chapter 37. I want to read two verses. I want to read verse 9, and then I want to read verse 11. We've still been journeying through our Old Testament, and we'll continue all the way on through our New Testament. But this is the last Sunday of the year. I believe there's a word. It reads as follows. Then he talked about Joseph. Dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, behold, I have dreamed another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me. Skip down to verse 11. And his brothers were jealous of him. But his father kept the saying in mind. Thank you, you may be seated. Do me a favor on this last Sunday of the year. Won't you help me completely sell out for God? By the time I shut again, I want to speak with you on the subject, dreaming around jealousy. Amen. Dreaming around jealousy. No doubt you have figured out by now that everybody in your circle don't really care too much about you. Whether you think you're all that in a bag of chips only to find out that your chips is full of air like Doritos happen to make them. Whether you figure out that the whole left side of your family is or may not be loyal to you, what you do know for sure is everybody don't care much about you. And the way you figure that out is because you tried your best this year. You tried to make sure that everything that was going to happen for you was going to happen for you, and you were going to do it with positive minds and thoughts, and you were not going to complain one time, and the people around you got upset at your positivity. They looked at you and said, she thinks she's all that. Who does she think she is? Why she have to get this new car? Why he got to get a new house? And they were supposed to celebrate with you, but they didn't even show up to your housewarming. I wish I had somebody. Amen. The truth of the matter is, everybody in your life does not like you. The truth is, a lot of them are jealous of you. And you're trying to figure out, why are you so jealous of me? I don't even have anything. And the truth of the matter is, they don't care what you don't have. They just hate the fact that you have anything at all. They have all they want to have, all they should have, and they still have a problem that God is good to you. They know God is good to them. They love when God is good to them, but they seem to be jealous and have a problem when God turns around and be good to you. Is there anybody besides myself that knows some folk like this? That the whole left side of your friendship, the whole right side of your family, they just look at you like you messed up because you bought you a new car. They look at you like you made a mistake because you so positive. They are mad at you because you bought a house, you bought a car, you still married. I wish I had one or two people in the building who would just testify with me that everybody in your life are not cheering with pom-poms so you can get to the next level. And so here we have it. We have this Joseph in the Old Testament, this wonderful guy who has 11 brothers. He is the son of Jacob. And here's what's happening. His brothers have a problem because Joseph is shining. And not only is he shining, but he's shining publicly and openly, and he's letting everybody know he's gonna shine today. Amen. Don't you hate when folk come around you talking about all the stuff they're going to do and how they did it? And every time, if you went to Mount Everest, they went to Mount Everest twice. Wish I had somebody. Amen. You bought you a new car, they didn't want that car because they could afford it, but they was going to try to mess them over. So they bought this car, which is better than your car. That might just be my friends. Don't worry about it. I must be talking about my friends. Y'all ain't got no haters. Amen. And here's the deal. Joseph isn't necessarily being like that. But Joseph needs to understand sometimes you need to move in silence. If you keep on telling everybody what you want to do, how you're going to do it, and when you're going to do it, that's more information you're giving them to pray against you. And so now we find out that here is Joseph. He's sitting in this situation, and his brothers have a problem with his promise. Oh, this is what I just said. Please, I'm not even going to get to your friends right now. Let me just talk about your family for a little bit. Amen. Joseph doesn't have to go outside of his own bloodline to find his haters. They are right there in his family. Is that just me? Am I the only one that got an uncle and an auntie trying to keep me back in 1997? Remember when you used to be all angry and you used to cuss up a storm and stuff, and they still waiting on the other shoe to drop? They still waiting on you to get pregnant. You ain't been pregnant in 15 years. I wish I had somebody. Amen. Is it just me, or do some people look at you and expect for you to fall down and stay down? Well, here's the good news. And the rest of this message is nothing but good news. Because Joseph knows that his brothers have a problem with him. He gets sold off into slavery, and he still gets what God has promised him. Okay, somebody missed what I just said. Check this out. Check this, do me a favor. Follow me for a second. This is the last Sunday of the year. We're going to do something different. Here's how we're going to work this out. Joseph is having a terrible time because his friends and his family don't like the fact that he's going to shine. And so now he's supposed to be shining. He's telling everybody that he's going to shine, and they have a problem with him. And instead of saying, man, won't you just be quiet, they try to kill him. And his older brother comes and says, don't kill him. Let's just sell him off into slavery. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, even your own family don't want you to be successful. I'm not saying all of them don't want you to be successful, but sometimes some folk are so caught up in the jealousy of themselves, they also are jealous of you. Sometimes people hate you so much, and they cannot see or realize the fact that they truly hate themselves. And so, and the most times that you'll find this hate, especially the first times you'll find this hate, is right in your family. Is it just me? Or does life seem to have it to where you can be siblings and not be friends? I wish I feel like I just said something. Because just because that they your brother don't mean that they your brother. Amen. And some of us even have sisters and we're not even sisters. How do you handle it when the people who are against you are the people who should not be against you? If you didn't know it, some of you have found yourself right there in 2015. You found yourself trying to figure out how I'm going to go uphill when the people against me are the people who are supposed to be pushing me up the hill. And so what does Joseph do? What does he do? He gets sold off into slavery. He gets all the way to where he should be, which is Egypt, not to where he should be by worldly standards, but the Lord wanted him in Egypt in the first place. And God used the people who hated on him to propel him to his destiny. Somebody missed what I just said. God used the people that was against Joseph, the people that were meant to destroy him. God used those same people to lift him. I say it the third time, a few more people can get it. Watch it.
Here's how it works. They were trying to stop his shine, stop his destiny, stop him from winning. And all they did was help him win even more. Aren't you glad that you serve a God that no matter how much you've been through in this 2015, no matter how much they have made you stop, made you quit, you let them use your credit, they burnt your credit right on up. Amen. That happened to me this year. Won't be happening again. I wish I had somebody. Amen. And here's how it works. They hurting you only to find out later on if you keep living, they actually helped you. Because God has never let anybody down that believed in him. You don't have to be the smartest, most talented person inside the kingdom of God. All you have to do is be available and be willing to be used by God. And you have to recognize that sometimes he will order your steps into good days, and sometimes he'll order your steps into bad days. But even in those bad days, there's something on the other side of the bad day that you're going to learn and become wiser for that you would not have learned unless you went through the bad day. How many of you were down here in Galveston on Hurricane Ike? Now, you didn't have insurance on anything. Now you put insurance on everything. Because you learned that I will not lose everything. I put insurance on pencil sharpeners if I can. And every time Walmart asks me, hey, you want insurance? I sure do. I want insurance on everything. Because something about losing something makes you smarter and wiser than you ever were. It's my current belief. It's not in the Bible, it's just my personal belief that a man cannot even be a man until he loses everything at least once. A man can't even appreciate a good woman until he loses one. I wish I had somebody. Amen. Amen. I know it hurt. I shouldn't be talking like that. I understand. But here's the deal. Sometimes you have to lose in order to win. And so now here's Joseph in this winning situation. But he has to lose first in order to win. He goes from Genesis chapter 37. He goes from chilling with his father and his brothers to sitting in a place to be sold, to sold into slavery, and then God's favors follows him. Even when people sell you off into your slavery, God's favor will still follow you. They can put chains on you. They can put chains on your destiny. They can put chains on your credit score. They can put chains on your background. They can tell you, you're never going to get the job you want. You have a felony. You're never going to get this. You have a misdemeanor. They can say whatever they want to say about you, but when God has favor in your life, not a background check in the world is going to stop you. That made me feel real good. I wish I had somebody out there. You got some jobs that you don't deserve because the Lord said, no, she won't get this job. Now, you might as well go ahead and sign the check, do whatever. As a matter of fact, give her a pay raise while you're at it. And if you're going to be anything, you just need to know that the favor of God will make you everything, not because you are everything, but because he wants you to be everything. Somebody listen to what I just said. You do not have to be what you want to be. You don't have to have all the talent in the world, but when the favor of God hits you, he'll open up a season of your life that will have no end. People always go, you know what? It's his season. It's his season. You know, is it just celebrate with God? No, it ain't my season. My season ain't cutting off. I've been faithful to the Lord. And as long as you try to put an end on my season, I'm not speaking that into existence. If I'm doing well right now, catch me next year. I'll try to do so well next year that I make the next year after that so jealous it just come in on early. And that's how you ought to be. If you can't look in the mirror and say, you are a very attractive woman, look at it. Boy, look how good your beard is today. Did you grow a little bit today? If you can't look and say, look how awesome you are, and believe how awesome you are, they'll tell you how awesome you are not. And this is what happens to Joseph. He's telling them, look how awesome I am. And how much do you know that in order to be inside the will of God, it also needs to be crucified by other people. So the more you follow him, the more other people will nail you to their cross. The more you try to do the right thing, the more people will try to convince you to do the wrong thing. The more you try to be a forgiving person, the more people are coming to offend you. Lord, have mercy. Have you ever prayed for patience? Yes, Lord. Wasn't that the worst prayer you ever prayed in your whole entire life? And because the Lord, you prayed for patience, the Lord sent everybody to come and test your patience. and you was getting offended by everything. Your kids was bothering you, your stomach was bothering you, your left toe was bothering you, your boss was bothering you. All because in order for you to go through something and get to where you want to be, you got to go through some stuff you don't want to go through. You can't appreciate a hot shower if you've never been drugged in mud. How can you appreciate a beautiful day if you've never seen a bath? How can you have a wonderful housewarming party if you've never been homeless? I'm trying to help somebody. How can you enjoy your apartment if you never lived with your mom? Amen. Amen. You need to have the bad with the good, because then you can appreciate the good so you can hold on to it. You ever gave something to a little child and they had no idea how good they had it? So they put on their little, you know, let me talk to old school folks. Amen. You got to be. Maybe you ain't that old. Your grandmother had to raise you or something. You had those one pair of shoes that you were supposed to wear. You wouldn't get another pair of shoes until Christmas. Is that, you got first day of school. You was going to get some Christmas K-Swiss, all white. Okay. The K-Swiss, then they said, when you get inside, take off them school clothes, put on them play clothes, and go ahead and go outside and play. Dang, this is because they ain't appreciate nothing. Because until they had to spend their own money and buy their own clothes, then that's when they start appreciating something. But life works the same way, and God works the same way. People have been taking care of you, but now that you're trying to get to that next level, now he's got to hold some stuff back from you and let you fall down a little bit. So when he lifts you up, you can appreciate being lifted, and you can help other people as they are falling down. And this is where we find Joseph. What does Joseph do? He was wonderful. He does some prophecies. He says, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and don't worry about any of that. And here's what he says, but I'm going to help other people with this plan that I have. This plan is, in the 7 years of this wonderful, 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 wonderful plenty that we're going to have, we're going to save some. And while we're saving this plenty, I'm going to need for you to put it in the pot so when we get the empty, the lack will still have some. So instead of him being, well, you know what? I got mine. They need to get theirs. How many people know some folk like that? Those people will never be successful. They'll never be what they want to be. They'll never be what you need them to be, because the only way to get what you want is to help others get what they want. That's the biblical code of God. To be a blessing so you can be a blessing. To sow a seed so you can reap a harvest. To have a full running over cup so you can put your overflow cup next to somebody with an empty cup. How many of you ever had an empty cup and got a head start for somebody just because they had and they hooked you up? You just dialed your luck. They had a couch or what you call them, the beds, futons. I ain't slept on one of those in so long, Lord have mercy. But I slept on one before. Which is why I ain't sleeping on one no more, because they ain't too comfortable. So I know now what to go buy, what to go get. But there was a time when my cup was so empty that I needed to get next to somebody that hooked me up and never asked me to pay back a dime. That's life. That's how you live. That's how you go into 2016. That's how you get whatever you're going to resolve for yourself, whatever you're going to say, I want this. Listen, you can have it all. You can get it all. It's not a matter of it's in God's will. It's are you in God's character? Do you qualify for the blessing that you're praying for? That kind of hurt a little bit. Do you qualify for the blessing that you're praying for? You're praying. Lord, I want to buy this house. But does your character qualify? Can he give you $1 million and trust you to do right with it? Because we all got habits. And maybe he's not giving you the six-figure job you're asking for because he knows your habit is going to benefit more than your blessing. So you find out that you're a dreamer, and every time you dream, you will be surrounded by people who do not want you to dream. It'll never change. And you know why it's like that? Because how many of you have some stuff right now, and the reason you have it is because somebody said you couldn't have it, and you went, I watched this here. Watch me show you. You think I can't? You think, and then all of a sudden, you got motivated. They keep doubting me. Watch me read this book. They keep doubting me. Watch me enroll back in school. They keep doubting me. Watch me get this bachelor's. They keep doubting me. Watch me become a nurse. What, God knows exactly who to put in your life, good or bad, to get you to the next level. He has divine connections waiting to come to you. He has divine connections waiting to give you knowledge. He has divine connections waiting to give you a good push in the right direction. And he also has enemies that are divinely deputized in getting your path to push you to another level. Because even David realized that I can't even have a table unless it's in the presence of my enemies. And God will make sure that he'll bless you in front of the people who don't want you to be blessed, so he can have the glory. Because what's the point of changing your entire life around if can't nobody see it? What's the point of giving you the job you're asking for if no one can go, now, that's what God can do? And that's how amazing God is. God is so amazing that no matter what you're doing, no matter how you're doing it, no matter where you're doing it at, he will see you through. It is, it's regardless of how you're feeling, regardless of where it's at, God is ready to hook you up. He's ready to take care of you. He had you dreaming. You will dream around jealous people in 2016. So how do you handle it? Do you get discouraged? Do you let people who would never have anything stop you from having anything? Do you let people who say she shouldn't have bought that car convince you that you don't deserve that car? Do you let people who don't believe they are enough convince you that you are not enough? Do you keep letting that person that you try to make your significant other bring down your self-esteem to low self-esteem? Everybody in here, you have the right to dream. You have the right. It is your God-given right. You want what you want in 2016. You survived 2015. You will be surrounded by jealous people in 2016. Here's how you handle it. Let them be jealous, and you be on your way to the bank. Let me pray for you. Lord, we thank you for what you have done on this day. And I bless you in all the things that you do. Give us an opportunity to move forward in this year, move forth in you, and have all that we've ever dreamed of. In the name of Jesus.